Lessons from the lathe, Parshas Ki Teitze. Today we will discuss the topic of animal rights equals human rights. Towards the beginning of our parsha, we encounter the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. We encounter, even before that, concern for another person's property, but Dafka talking about lo sireh et shur achicha, that you should not see the ox of your brother or the sheep has a very heavy load, you should take it off. And finally, we learn about the isser of lo tichrosh bishur ubechamor yachdav, the isser of plowing an ox and a donkey together. Of course, Pasuk after that speaks about Shanez of Kelayim. This is another form of Kelayim. So you have to understand, is the understanding, like we had in last week's parasha, other parashas speak about the Isser of Basar V'Challah, but here in the way of Lo Tivashel Chalev B'Di'imo, is there a Inyun? Machloikas, of course, in the Achronim, even the Rishonim, start this machloikas of what is Sar Bar Lechaim, is it Daraisa, Darabana, not for today's discussion, but what is that what is the source, what is the yesod of Sar Bar Lechaim? What is the yesod of all these psukim that tell us how sensitive we must be to whether it's the mother bird or just animals in general? I saw an article, can't say who wrote the article, because I think I disagree with it, if I read it correctly. And the idea was is that we have the mitzvah of Ben Adam L'Chaveru, we have the mitzvah of Ben Adam L'Makom, something we work on during Chodesh Elul. And he said we have the mitzvah of Ben Adam L'Nature. And he spoke about in last week's parasha, the eitz, Adam Ki Eitz Hatzada, how we have to even be careful about the eitz itself, about cutting the fruits from it, cutting down a tree, a fruit tree, Baltashkes. So this is a man in nature. So I disagree respectfully, because I think the whole inyan is much different. And I think that if we think about what's going on over here, and we'll quote a number of different interpretations, what we're really concerned about is human rights. Is for us to be more sensitive when it comes to human, almost a kal v'chomer. And the Chinuch, which I'll start with, speaks about this mitzvah, and specifically now, this is the mitzvah of the animal, of the animal itself, of not plowing the ox and the donkey together. And he wants to understand what the Isser is. And says the Chinuch, mitzvah tav kuf nun, shlo lasos manacha malacha b'shnei minei behema. He says, lav dafka, it's only plowing. V'lo dafka chirisha bilvad asura, elo hu hadin l'chol malacha me'alachas, kigon disha olim shoch agala. And there are different reasons which we'll discuss that are given shosh ha-mitzvah according to the Rambam, for example. He quotes the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. Shehu mishorish iser harva'ot habahema kalayim. Ki derech ovdei adama l'havi hatzemen harefet achas v'shama yarkivotam. The shorish iser, so what's the problem of doing this? What's the shorish? Says, v'hodal davar atov. V'ana ani chelki v'omer ki mitami mitzvah zu inyan sar balechayim shu aser min haTorah. Why? So there are different reasons that are given. Just stop for a moment. The explanation of the Chinuch. There are different explanations. One such explanation, of course, is that we would be nervous, we are nervous, that as the Ibn Ezra says over here on our Pasuk, So what are we nervous about? The donkey is weaker, and it's going to be hard for it to keep up with the ox itself. V'chein, that's Tzar Balei Chayim. Ki ein koach ha-chamor ki koach ha-shur. Ve'over hazroim, right? And they say, so what's going to happen? You're going to have a problem because it's not going to be able to keep up. The Chizkuni talks about the inyun of chewing its cud. It's going to look like that he just had a meal. And the donkey is going to ask the ox, it looks like you just ate, or he's going to think that, and it's not going to be fair. And the source of the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, again, the idea that you sowed is exactly that. Is that it's not sensitive to the animals if one was to do this. And therefore, we have to be sensitive to animals. The Baal HaTurim also has an interpretation. And he says the following. He says that, and this probably in the Yesoda, what the Rambam's getting at in Mor Nevuchim, Tzorach lahachi b'kalayim kimotzei tzemei bakar v'shneiam roifim tzitzorech b'shor v'chamor. Why? Tahor v'tamei. One's tamei, one's tahor. Remesh shel yishtov tzadik im Rasha. That a Rasha and a tzadik shouldn't be together. That people are different. And they shouldn't be necessarily always together. We should be sensitive to the way other people feel. Says the Chinuch, Kamo she'anu ro'im be'eina ba'oisam she'eina tachas yadeinu ki kol of limino yishkon v'chol behemot v'shar haminim gam yivdok lo v'meneihem. When it comes to the bird wants to be with the bird, and the cow wants to be with the cow, and they don't want to be intermingling. And anyone who is wise in his heart will take Musar. You should not appoint two people. If it's not their teva, it's not their nature. What are you giving this person to do it? It's not his nature. So you're going to put him with somebody else who it is his nature? That's not going to work out. Umishunim b'nohage sam k'mot tzadik v'rasha. How can you do that? V'nikala v'nechbad. She'im hekbida ha-Torah al ha-tzar she'yesh v'zeh l'balei chayim she'enan b'nei seichel kol she'kein b'nei adam asher lahem nefesh. Kol shekein, for sure, when it comes to the human beings who has a nefesh, miskalet ladat yotzram. We have to answer to the Ribbono Shel Olam on this, that we are yodei seichel, atachonim lamdas. Person has to be exceedingly careful. So, one can easily say over here that the yisod of this mitzvah actually has nothing to do with animal rights in itself. It actually has to do with human rights. It has to do with us being sensitive to the needs of others through understanding the needs of animals. In fact, the Ramban, speaking on the pasuk of Shluach HaKen, speaks about the idea that, of course, as the Gemara he quotes here, Bereishis Rabbah, but the Gemara in Bracha says this as well on Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, a person shouldn't say, well, Tzar Balei Chayim means you have to become a real animal rights activist and you can't have animals. It's forbidden to say this. Hashem allows this. It's teach us that we should be Racham avakol masav. V'chi ma she'ichbot, says the Ramban, lo ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu ben shoychet min atzor l'shchot mer oref The Rabbanu Shalom really cares how you're going to do Shechita. You have to find the exact space. If you're a little bit off in the exact space on the neck, it's tame, that's it. Really? Hashem gave us this for us to understand and be sensitive that has to be done in a way that it's going to cause a lisar. It's for the tikkun of the Adam. And this is all the mitzvahs of the Rabbanu Shalom that we have to recognize this. The whole idea of many of the mitzvahs is for a person to recognize the fact that he should be sensitive. Sensitive to others is the specific. So for a person to say that animal rights is anything but human rights is inconsistent and certainly incorrect. There was an article a number of years ago how finally there was condemnation for the Palestinian terrorists who laid in a donkey with explosives to kill many Jews. It was from animal rights activists who said, how dare you use a donkey? The killing of the Jews, they didn't say anything about. But animal rights, that is inconsistent. Chodesh Elul is an opportune time for us to recognize that we are not all similar. And we have to recognize that the way that we act, the way that we are, is not the way that our friend acts. And what we expect of others is not necessarily what they expect of us. And we should be sensitive to everyone's needs and understand where everybody is coming from. There's a story told about a person who was going to Yerushalayim, Shari Tzedek Hospital, who was doing Bikur Cholim. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, as he's about to cross the street, he feels a large punch in back of his back. Or his back. And he's hurt. So like any human being, he clenches his fist to turn around to punch this person back in the face. And as he's about to do it, he notices that the person who had punched him in the back was a very famous, fun, special needs child who shows his love to other human beings through giving them what should be a pat on the back, but sometimes is a punch on the back. So he asks, so why didn't I punch him anyway? He hurt me! Because I recognize that he didn't mean anything by it. But why don't we look at every individual like this? Why don't we look at each human being and understand that if we have to kal v'chaymer ben shehu, be sensitive to the kansipur, to the way I farm, I have to be sensitive to everything that I do, to who I am and what I am and what I represent. In some cases, we are more sensitive to animals than we are to human beings. Maybe we could say that that is why the two mitzvahs that promise us arichas yamim, the arachta yamim is kan sipor and kibud av v'aim. Albeit in a different order, there's another reason for that. But maybe the idea is that imagine the same person who is so sensitive to making sure that he shoos the mother bird away so that he can have the eggs is not sensitive to his own parents. Arichas yamim kal v'chomer bein shehu kal v'chomer to parents who we have this ultimate hakaras hatov more than any human being on the face of this earth for what they've done for us. so too we are sensitive to the littlest of creatures. But it's only for one reason: to sensitize us that there is an inyan of being sensitive. There is an element of hakaras hatov. Yes, I'm going to eat this. The Rabbeinu Shalom gave me the ability, and he wants me to eat these eggs now. And I have a hakaras hatov for that. Who gave birth to those eggs? It's going to bother her. I can't do that. The Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim this idea: to have two animals plowed together is just, it's against the nature of the animals. Makes sense to us, but it's not their nature, and we have to be sensitive to that. We have to be sensitive to everyone's needs, especially in this time of Ani Ledodi Vedodi Li. I believe it's Rabbi of Israel, the Yalkut Yosef, Rav Adi Yosef's son. Rav Yitzchak Yosef writes, I think in the name of his father, in the halachas of Kibbud Av V'Em, that the holy yisod, the foundation of why we make brachos, is clearly not because the Rabbeinu Shalom needs our brachos. He doesn't need our tefillah. It's to make us sensitive to what it is to have hakaras hatov. Just like we thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for giving us the apple, we thank the person who provided us with the apple. We thank the ability to eat an apple. And unfortunately, it seems that lately, this is a very difficult thing for a lot of people. The basic human rights of how a person should act towards other individuals has seemed to have lost it. People are more sensitive to animals than they are to human beings. It's a pellet. Why should I say thank you? I don't understand. We had a machlekes as we return from wonderful camp Masora. So there was a machlekes between a certain group who didn't want to tip their waiters and said, I don't understand. This is what their job is in camp. I should tip them? That's not my problem that the camp doesn't pay them enough. Hakaras hatov, if they're getting paid $2,000 a week, a day. You still have hakaras hatov for people who do for you a service, even if they're being paid for that service. The thank you, the please are so important. It should distinguish us from Dilanu Minatoim. We need to be sensitive to that. So yes, we have a halacha, maybe a doraisa halacha with Sarba Lechayim, by so many different halachas, but that's to make us sensitive, that's to make, to sensitize us to what it is to be Hakaras HaTov Jews, to concentrate during this time on how we act towards our friends, and if we were in their shoes, how would we act? And everybody's different, and we should recognize that. And just like the ox can't be together with the donkey, certain human beings are not meant to be together, are not meant to do the same task together. This, of course, comes up in marriage all too often, where the general klal is men and women are not equal in their creation as far as how they act, but just as human beings. This one wants this one wants that. And then all of a sudden you put them together, Baruch Hashem, with great ahava. But there's a lot of different things. They don't act the same way. So one has to be sensitive to their spouse and what their needs are. If we want to get close to the Rabbeinu Shalom during this time of the year, only a few weeks before Yom Hadin, HaGodlo VeHanoira, we act the way that we want the Rabbeinu Shalom to act towards us. We should have rachamim on other people if we want Hashem to have rachamim on us. The rachamim of a kol masav is true. We should have rachamim on everything that God has created, including every creature, every animal, every mammal. But it is so that we have basic human rights and understanding. Every human being was created b'tzelem elokim, with the image of God. He is different. Partzufeim is shoinim. Everybody's different. Let us be sensitive to that. And mirtz Hashem, be zoicha to Chesiva Chesima Toiva, recognizing the sensitivities of every individual person.